Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight's shiur is a noisy topic. It's an important topic, and there are a lot of halakha l'maisa applications. What we're going to talk about is noise on Shabbos. Now, there are different aspects of the sugya of noise on Shabbos. There's playing instruments on Shabbos, which is not going to be our discussion tonight. The gzeirah shemitakan klei shiur, that's not the topic of our discussion. We're not going to be talking about does that takana apply nowadays or not, because we don't really fix instruments. That's not the topic. What I want to talk about is really two questions. One is, if you set something up on Erev Shabbos that will make noise on Shabbos, is that going to be okay? So we have things like alarm clocks, grandfather clocks, which have been around for hundreds of years. We have alarm clocks on phones that are a little bit newer, but it might be the same sugya. We have dishwashers that you could set on Friday and have the dishwasher go on Shabbos. The issue possibly being the noise that it makes. Again, there's no malacha being done on Shabbos, but it's programmed completely Erev Shabbos, but it does make a noise on Shabbos. Similarly, we might have to relate this to turning on a dryer before Shabbos and letting the dryer continue on Shabbos. Then we have a whole other area of halacha that we're going to have to talk about, and that's making noise on Shabbos itself. Making noise on Shabbos relates to the questions of using a knocker on Shabbos, knocking on doors on Shabbos, whistling on Shabbos, playing nuts on Shabbos, and all kinds of other activities that might make noise on Shabbos, but not instruments. We're not talking about instruments. We could talk about maybe a tuning fork that a chazan might use before he starts, you know, Kol Nidri in a C minor, or whatever else he starts with. Well, Kol Nidri is done while it's still daytime, so there's no Isra Malacha before Kol Nidri, because it's done before Shkia. He's supposed to start it before Shkia. But these are the issues that we have to talk about. So we're really going to divide the discussion, because they are divided in Chazal, in two sugyas. There are more than two sugyas, but at least two primary directions of sugyas. One is doing malacha on Friday afternoon, where the malacha continues on Shabbos and causes noise on Shabbos. That's one issue. The second issue, which we might not get to tonight, will be what about doing the activity, the maisa, on Shabbos itself, like banging the door on Shabbos, and causing noise to be noised on Shabbos. And that's going to be the second half of this discussion. That might be next week's shiur. So we'll see how far we get this week, but this is a two-part series. And for now, we're going to start with the discussion of doing malacha on Friday to set yourself up so that noise, malacha, continues on Shabbos, and therefore noise continues on Shabbos. So to get into this sugya, please join me on the following screen. Hold on. Let me find my screen. One second, it'll take a minute. There we go. Okay, Rabosai. So the title of the shiur, Hashma'as Kol, setting alarms, dryers, dishwashers, and air conditioners on Friday to operate on Shabbos, Hashma'as Kol b'Shabbos. So, Mr. Plout, if you want to just turn your phone over, that will make it easier for me, because otherwise I see you upside down. That just makes it easier for me. The picture, the video. No, not that phone, your video phone. Your picture just looks upside down to me. So if you flip yourself over, you'll be right up for me. But either way, it's fine either way. Okay, so the Gemara, the sugya starts in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. And we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to go through a number of cases, and then we're going to have a long brisa that discusses a number of more cases. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Beis Shami Omrim, Ein Shorin Dio V'Samanim V'Karshinan El Kadeshi Shorim Yivod Yom. Let's say you want to soak something, and you want the soaking activity to accomplish a malacha. Now, there are numerous reasons why you soak things. Sometimes you soak, let's say, grits. You feed your dog or your horse grits, but you want to soak the grits before you feed it to them to get rid of all the dirt. And by soaking them, the soaking causes a borer to happen, and so it causes all the dirt to float to the top or the rocks to float to the bottom. So that's a borer activity. So you're doing an activity on Friday, but the activity is continuing on to Shabbos itself. Alternatively, you're soaking cloth or fabric or wool in an ink, in a coloring solution. You set it up on Friday and it sits in this coloring solution for many, many, many hours until, imagine you have a pair of jeans that absorb the color indigo, right? Blue jeans, indigo for jeans. You put the material into the indigo dye And I'm using that word for reason because that's an indigo, is a very ancient color. And you put the indigo into the dye on Friday afternoon. And the jeans, eventually, a few hours or many hours into Shabbos, will turn into what you and I know as blue jeans. So there, the malacha was accomplished on Shabbos, but the maisa was done on Friday. This is a machlokes Beis Shammai, who says it's Aser, and Beis Hillel, who's Meikel. We will, of course, I assume, follow Beis Hillel, right? That's what we usually do, as long because you're doing the malacha Erev Shabbos. Similarly, we have another case. Another case is Beis Shammai Omrim. Another case, which I don't have to read inside, but the point is that you're going to put something in the oven to dry out. You put it into the oven on Friday, but the drying out process will continue throughout Shabbos, throughout the hours of Shabbos. And Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to do this. You have to make sure the complete activity is, the result is achieved before Shabbos, or some level of results is achieved before Shabbos. You can't have the malacha continuing on Shabbos and the result happen on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, no problem. As long as you set it up on Friday, it's totally mutter. Fine. Even though, according to Beis Hillel, it's going to continue absorbing the color or baking or whatever else needs to be done on Shabbos, that's okay because you set it up on Friday. Finally, the most famous case probably of this Mishnah is the final part of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says, are you allowed to set a trap on Friday to trap animals or fish on Shabbos? So Beis Shammai says, sorry, you're only allowed to set a trap early enough on Friday afternoon such that there's the capacity to trap the fish, there's enough time to trap the fish or the animals before Shabbos starts. And Beis Hillel says, hey, you set up the trap a moment before Shkia, even though there are no animals nearby, you set up a moment before Shkia, you did all your malacha on Friday. I don't care if the animals are going to be trapped and are going to be caught on Shabbos, that doesn't bother me. It is going to be totally permitted because you did the malacha on Friday afternoon. So, of course, I assume we pass like Beis Shammai. I'm sorry, like with Beis Hillel, of course, as long as you set up before Friday, before Shabbos, it's mutter. Notice we didn't mention anything about making noise. None of the malachas that we mentioned involve any noise making whatsoever. So if we stop the sugi here, it seems that whenever you do a malacha on Friday that continues on Shabbos, we follow Beis Hillel who says it's allowed to be done because you set it up on Friday. If we stop here, there should be no shilas. However, there's a brisa that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, brings. And the brisa lists off four more cases that are totally mutter. And then we're going to see one that will raise an issue. But let's see the first four that are mutter before we see the one that's going to bring us into our sugya. Case number one in the brisa on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is that you're allowed to direct water, the water flow, such that right before Shabbos, such that the water will flow into your garden and irrigate your garden, your farm, on Shabbos. That's mutter. Number two, manichin mugmar tachas hakelim. You could put some kind, I'm not really sure what mugmar is, let's say some kind of smoking, some kind of, I don't know if it's for the smell or for the hardening of the pottery, I'm not really sure. Let's assume that you want to make your clothing smell really nice. So you're going to put, you know, some people like to put perfume in their sock drawer so their socks will smell good. So here in the olden days, they didn't put perfume in their sock drawer. They smoked their clothing, or they didn't put, deodorant on their clothes. You know, sometimes, I remember years ago when I was in high school, I think, when guys didn't have time, they would have gym, and they'd sweat for 45 minutes playing basketball, and they didn't have time to shower, so they would take a bottle of deodorant and spray their whole body inside, outside of their whole clothing, and say that's called an Italian shower. Not sure why they call it, we used to call it an Italian shower, no offense to the Italians, but maybe Italians like to wear a lot of perfume, but that's what I remember the guys used to do, and they used to spray their clothes with deodorant. So lahavdil, I guess, not lahavdil, that's what people do. So you want your clothes to smell nice, you put it on the smoker, on the smoke on Friday afternoon, just a minute before Shabbos, it's going to continue to smoke and absorb the smell, the pleasant fragrance of the incense, and your clothes will smell nice. And it can happen all over Shabbos, even though you're being molded reach on Shabbos. Then we'll skip one, we'll go to the fourth one. Let's say there is some kind of salve, S-A-L-V-E, that you need to put on a person's eye, ointment on a person's eye, or some kind of bacitracin you don't want to put on a wound. So you want to put it on the eye right before, smear it on the eye before Shabbos, and it will become absorbed into the eye or onto the wound for the hours of Shabbos itself. So since the malach is being done on Friday, it's mutter. Again, like what we said in the Mishnah, you could do whatever you want Friday, as long as you did the actions Friday, whatever happens and continues, the malacha accomplished on Shabbos is okay. The problem is the next line. Everything we said until now is really to build up to the next line, and that's going to be the problem. That's going to raise the issue of Hashmas Kol, and it's going to be a machlokas, how to understand the next line, and this is where the sugya really opens up. Says the Braisa, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, welcome Mr. Avner, good to have you. The Mishnah, the Braisa says, and this is the beginning of the sugya, Mr. Avner, so you're just in time, Ein nosnen chitin l'toch harechayim shel mayim. Let's say you have a water mill. So the river is running downstream, and the mill is turning. So, or not turning, but when you hook it up, then it will start turning. The wheels of the water mill will... let's say the wheels of the water mill are always turning, but the question is if you have any grains in the mill to make it noisy. So it says, Ein nosnen chitin l'toch harechayim shel mayim. Even though we said you're allowed to do all those other activities on Friday and let them continue on Shabbos, like let your garden be irrigated on Shabbos, let your clothing be deodorized over Shabbos, let your eye or your wound be healed on Shabbos as long as you did it on Friday, but you're not allowed to put wheat in the water mill on Friday, even though the malacha will happen by itself, will continue on Shabbos, why not? What's the issur? Why is putting, if I'm doing the activity only on Friday, I'm putting the grains, the kernels of wheat, into the water mill, the water will now take over and start doing its thing, and the water is going to continue, just like the fire continues to smoke my kelim, just like the ointment continues to heal the wound, just like the water continues to flow and irrigate the dish. Those were all mutter, but for some reason here, when you're putting kernels into a water mill, a windmill should be no different, that's going to be usur, even though you did it all on Friday. And why is this case different from all the previous four cases and all the other cases we saw in the previous Mishnah, from the previous seven or eight cases, that it's mutter if you do it on Friday? That's the question. Asks the Gemara, my time, why is this usur? Look at Rashi. Look at the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Mepnesha Mashma'as Kol. This is the beginning of the sugya. Because as opposed to all the other activities that you did on Friday, that when the malacha continues throughout Shabbos, they are silent. When the flames are, or when it's smoking up the clothing, it's silent. When the ointment is impacting and healing the eye, it's silent. When the jeans are soaking up the blue dye, the indigo dye, it's silent. However, when my kernels of grain are being crushed in the water mill, from the sound of the crushing of the kernels, of the grinding of the watermill millstones, that sounds like noise, and that's going to be usur. So what? You're not doing any malacha on Shabbos. What's the problem with making noise? Look what Rashi explains. The problem is that you're going to be mashmiya kol, mepnesha mashmas sakol, when you put the grains in the watermill on Friday, but you put the grains in the watermill on Friday, but they start to grind on Shabbos, you're causing a noise. What's the problem? Look what Rashi says. V'avsha milsa b'Shabbos. Avsha milsa. What do those two words mean? Avsha milsa. Milsa is davar. Avsha means it's like spreading. It's being publicized. It's being marketed. It's being let known around. The ikazilusa. Everybody hears that the malach is happening, and it's becoming public. And there's a zilusa. What's the zilusa? Rashi doesn't explain, but I assume the zilusa degradation is the fact that everybody hears that a malach is happening on Shabbos. So, if you do malach on Friday and it just happens on Shabbos, that's fine. No one's bothered by that. But when it's public, and it becomes a citywide piece of knowledge that everyone knows that this malacha is being done, that's a zilusa of Shabbos, that's not a nice thing. Now clearly we're talking about an issa d'rabbanan here, because the concept of, oh, it's public and it's not kavadik, those are svaris d'rabbanan, of course. So it sounds like it's also d'rabbanan if you're mashmiya kol, even though you did all the actions on Friday, but the result that you have on Shabbos is one of public. It seems like there's a public desecration on Shabbos. The Rishonim explain a little bit more, and they say it sounds almost as though they don't know that it was set up on Friday. It sounds like you're grinding your grains on Shabbos. And everyone hears it. So it's not just that you are grinding your grains on Shabbos, because really you set it up on Friday. But it sounds to everybody like you're doing it on Shabbos. It sounds like a millstone is turning on Shabbos. Hey, Joe down the block is grinding his grains. Everyone's going to think you're doing it on Shabbos. Is that like a Marisayan? The words Marisayan aren't used here. The words that are used are Zilusa. It's a Zilusa. What's the Zilusa? That everyone thinks that you're doing a Malacha, which we usually call Marisayan, but that's what the Gemara calls it. Avsha Milsa, these words are the key. Rashi says, Avsha Milsa B'Shabbos is a public matter, becomes public, even though the Malacha is on all on Friday. But since it's noisy on Shabbos there's a public knowledge of the Malacha being done, and that's degradation, that's a degrading Kedusha Shabbos. That's what Rabbah says. The problem is that it makes noise. That's the problem with the millstone. Comes of Yosef and says, no. There's no such problem as causing noise. No such problem. Amar Leir of Yosef, V'lema mar mishum shvisas kelim. Oh, the reason why it's usser to grind the mills, to put the kernels in the millstone on Friday, so that the watermill will turn and do the malacha on Shabbos, is because your kli, your mill, your watermill, is doing a malacha. And just like you and I know, we're mitzvah that our children can't do malacha for us. We're mitzvah that our avadim are not allowed to do malacha for us. We're mitzvah in Shvisas Behemto, our animals are not allowed to do malacha for us on Shabbos. Those are Yisurim Daraisa. Well, perhaps also, suggests of Yosef, our kelim can't do malacha for us on Shabbos. Right? Just like an eved, a child, and a Behema can't do malacha, so too my kelim can't do malacha. Shvisas kelim. Tisanya. We learn from a brisa, we learn from a pasuk, kol shem, whatever it is, to teach us that it's an isur called shvisas kelim. You're not allowed to be shoveis your kelim. And therefore, Rav Yosef says the reason why you're not allowed to use the mill, the watermill on Shabbos, is because el amar Rav Yosef mishum shvisas kelim. Stop. Now, can I ask you a question? If we're saying that this is also because of Shvisas Kelim, then that means, if we're saying that Shvisas Kelim is Aser, then do you remember the Bryce had 5 points, 4 bullet points that I'm highlighting here, and then the roads were all mutter, right? Letting the water flow into my garden, letting my clothing be smelled up by the nice by the smoke, letting my the ointment affect the eyes. Those were all mutter. The only thing that was asr was the millstone. So if you're telling me the millstone is asr because of Shvisas Kelim, so why were the previous four mutter? Why don't we say the previous four should also be asr because of Shvisas Kelim? That's the Gemara's question. V'hash the Amrus lebeis Hillel. Is the Shvisas Kelim Darais? If we're assuming like that Shvisas Kelim will be Aser even according to Beis Hillel, Gafre Sumugmar, My Time Asharo, Unan Shal Pishtan, My Time Asher Mitzvah, Chayvos, all those cases that Beis Hillel permitted, even the case of the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you're allowed to have that. You have the case of the trap. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. What do you mean? Isn't that a promise, Shvisas Kelim? When you put something in your oven to heat to crisp over Shabbos. Why is that okay? Should be worried about Shvisas Kelim. You let the dye soak the jeans over Shabbos. Why is that mutter? Shouldn't that be a problem, Shvisas Kelim? Answers the Gemara. Because the action of the grinding is different. Deloka Avid Maisa. Deloka Avid Maisa. Hold on, please. We're not going to get into the next few lines of the Gemara, which are a little bit complicated, but look at the conclusion of the Gemara. Libeis Shammai, the Gemara concludes, Bein de Kavod Maisa, Bein de Lo Kavod Maisa, Aser. According to Beis Shammai, everything's going to be, whenever you set up something on Friday, and the Malacha will continue on Shabbos, that's going to be Aser. Beis Shammai really does hold from Shvisas Kelim. That means if you set something, if your kelim are active on Shabbos or doing malacha, that's not okay. You can't have a trap, actively trapping things on Shabbos, even though you set up on Friday. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. However, lebeis Shammai, lebeis Hillel, afal gav de ka'aved maisa, even though you did an action, it's mutter. Not only, even though you're the trap is doing something actively on Shabbos, it's mutter. It's always mutter according to Beis Hillel. Okay. Now, what we really don't need is, we don't really need these last two lines. What I need to show you is the previous few lines, which I highlighted in red. What's the reason for the prohibition of grinding? It's clear from the Braisa that you're not allowed to put the kernels in the water mill on Friday because of to grind. Why? So Rabbi said because they make noise. That means you're not allowed to set something up on Friday to make a noise. Rav Yosef gives some other reason of Shvisas Kalim, which, you know, so the question will be, which opinion do we paskin like? If we paskin like Rabbah, that you can't set up a watermill on Friday because it makes noise on Shabbos, well, hey, you probably can't set an alarm on Friday because it makes noise on Shabbos. You can't set an air conditioner on Friday because it makes noise on Shabbos. You can set up a Shabbos clock on lights because lights don't make noise on Shabbos, right? Lights don't make noise. Air conditioners do. Dishwashers do, unless you get one of those silent dishwashers. Well, dishwashers nowadays are very quiet. We have a dishwasher that in my kitchen that even if you're in the kitchen, you barely know that there's a slight hum that you could barely hear. And if you're in the other part of the kitchen, you know, like the kitchen, you know, the dinette part of the kitchen, you can't even hear the dishwasher. It's so quiet. Maybe that would be okay. However, if we see that the problem of, if we say that the problem of the windmill, of the watermill is, like Rav Yosef says, Mishum Shvisas Kalim, so you're just not allowed to have your items working on Shabbos. I don't care if there's noise or no noise. Now, let's see how we paskin in this machlokas. If I could add one point, if you hold the way the Gemara concludes, that according to Beis Hillel, this is the way we conclude, Afal gav de ka'aved maisa shari, that if you assume, like this opinion of the Gemara, which we'll get into in a moment, the Braisa that says that you're not allowed to grind grains, you're not allowed to put the grain into the windmill on Friday, into the watermill on Friday, that says it's also, if it's also because of Shvisas Kalim, that must be according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel, as the Gemara concludes, holds that everything would be mutter. So hold that in mind, and you're going to see how it's going to come out in a minute. Comes Tosfos to tell us how to paskin in this Shaila. Is there a problem called Hashmas Kol, or is the problem of grinding the wheat on the watermill a problem that has nothing to do with Hashmas Kol? It's a problem of Shvisas Kalim, and if it's a problem of Shvisas Kalim, it's only Aser according to Beis Shammai, and therefore it's not Aser for us who follow Beis Hillel. How do we paskin? Comes Tosus and says the following. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehilchasa Krav Yosef, Dumuki Braisa Kebeis Shammai. Let's look back. Rav Yosef was the one who says that the reason why you can't put kernels into the watermill is because of Shvisas Kalim. And the one who holds for Shvisas Kalim is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the one who says you can't put a trap out on Friday, you can't let your jeans soak the dye, the indigo dye, on Friday if it continues over Shabbos. That's Rav Yosef is assuming that the problem of Shvisas Kalim is, that's only a problem according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel doesn't hold from that problem. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, there's no problem to put the kernels in a watermill before Shabbos. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says we don't hold from the concept of Hashmas Kol. We don't say that the problem of a watermill is Hashmas Kol. The problem of a watermill is only Shvisas Kalim. And Shvisas Kalim is a svar that only applies according to Beis Shammai, not according to us, not according to Beis Hillel. Which comes out that there's no such halacha called an Isser Hashmas Kol. There's no such halacha prohibiting doing anything on Friday and setting up noise to occur on Shabbos. And that's what Tosa says. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Ulefiza, Rechayim Utarim. you are permitted to set up a rechayim. Today, because of this opinion of Rav Yosef, lebeis hil shari, afil heichad dekavad ma'isa, even if it's actively grinding on Shabbos, beis hil's opinion is that there's no problem of shvisas kelim, and if the only problem with grinding on Shabbos, with the water mill, putting the stuff in the water mill on Friday and it's grinding on Shabbos, shvisas kelim, and we hold like beis hil, we hold that that's not aser, and therefore we don't hold like this brisa that prohibits the grinding of the kernels. And it comes out that we're not worried. Lo chayish lashmas kol. I'll explain that again. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we're not worried about the noise that's made on Shabbos from something that you set up on Friday. There's no such problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you could set an alarm on Friday. You could set up an air conditioner on Friday. You could set up a dishwasher on Friday. And all those things could be programmed to turn on Shabbos and make a loud ruckus, because there's no such problem of this on Shabbos. You know why? Let me just show you that inside again. Because Rabba, who says that the problem with the water mill is the noise, we don't paskin like that. Who do we paskin? We paskin that the problem with the Rechayim, with the water mill, is because of Shvisas Kelim. But that problem with Shvisas Kelim is only a problem according to Beis Shammai. And we don't follow Beis Shammai. We follow Beis Hillel. So I just said to you that, look again on the screen, there's no problem of grinding the mill because we don't pass like Rabbi, who says that it's a concern for the noise. And even we do pass like Rav Yosef, who says that the problem with grinding with the mill is Shvisas Kelim. But the whole concept of Shvisas Kelim is only true according to Beis Shammai, and we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So halacha lemaisa, we paskin that it is permitted to grind, not like the Bryce's conclusion, because that's Beis Shammai. You and I hold you are permitted to put water, to put a kernels in a water mill on Friday and let the loud noise of the water mill crank and crank and crank, make all the noise in the world, and that's mutter, because the only problem, the we problem, paskin like the problem is Shvisas Kelim, and Shvisas Kelim is mutter according to us. That's Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion. So if we stopped here, it would be entirely permitted to do whatever you want on Friday and set up a system that will make loads and loads of noise on Shabbos. So, for example, you could turn on your stereo on Friday afternoon and leave it blasting all Shabbos long. There's no Isser. We don't hold from Shvisas Kelim, and the concept of Hashma'as Kol is rejected according to the way we paskin. That's how Rabbeinu Tam rules. The problem is that Tosus doesn't stop here, because besides Rabbeinu Tam, we also have Rabbeinu Hanano. And Rabbeinu Hanano argues. And Rabbeinu Hanano says the following. The Pasuk Rabbeinu Hanano, the time of the Rechayim Mishum Hashma'as Kol. You remember we had a machlokes a moment ago? What the reason for the Rechayim is? Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's only because of Shvisas Kelim, but we don't hold for Shvisas Kelim anymore. Sorry, Rabbeinu Hananel holds like I have highlighted on your screen. Paskin's like Rabba, that the problem with Rechaim is a problem of Hashma'as Kol. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, there is an Isser on Shabbos that we paskin like called Hashma'as Kol. Forget about Shvisas Kelim. We don't paskin like Rav Yosef, who's in the red over there, Bishum Shvisas Kelim. We don't paskin like him. We paskin like Rabba that the reason for a rechayim being aser, and Rabbeinu Hananel asers a rechayim, halacha lemaisa, it's aser to have a water mill set up on Friday because of the noise that it causes. If that's the case, Rabbeinu Hananel will tell us you are not permitted to set an alarm on Friday, because it will be, even though you did the actions on Friday, because on Shabbos it will be mashmia kol. You're not allowed to set up a dishwasher that makes noise on Shabbos, even though all the programming and the setting and the dials and the buttons were Friday, because on Shabbos it could make noise. You're not allowed to set a Shabbos clock for an air conditioner, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, because on Shabbos it is Mashmiah Kol. Most air conditioners are relatively loud. You know, you could hear them. You hear the hum. So much so that, you know, sometimes when you have the rabbi is speaking in a shul and the air conditioning is running, you could, sometimes it's harder to speak harder for me to speak because I have to overcompensate for the air conditioner that's making a lot of noise. And then all of a sudden the air conditioner unit turns off and all of a sudden I hear my voice being able to lower I could catch my breath much more easily. That's the machlokas that we see in Tosus. So Tosus is telling us we have a gigantic machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no such Isser of Hashma'as Kol. Doesn't exist. And Rabbeinu Chananel says we paskin that Hashma'as Kol, setting something up on Friday, like a watermill, which causes noise on Shabbos, is Aser. And all those nafkaminas that I mentioned about all the things you set up on Friday will be outgrowths of this machlokes Rishon and Rabbeinu Tam versus Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabosai, how do we paskin? Let's now go out of the sugya into the halacha. Let's start with the tour. The tour summarizes everything very nicely, exactly the way we need to see it. The tour paskins, of course, that whenever you start a malacha on Friday, we pass like this hillel, start any malacha you want Friday, and let it continue into Shabbos. Says the tour in Reish Nun Beis, Mutu lahatzchil malacha b'erev Shabbos samach lachashecha. You could start doing malacha 5 minutes before Shkia. Afal pi she'eno yachol gomrim yibod yom. Even though it's impossible for it to be finished, for the malacha to be achieved on Friday, v'hi nigmeres me'ilah b'Shabbos. It'll be finished naturally, on its own on Shabbos. That's permitted. However, the Torah concludes. Look at what he's going to say. Who is he going to paskin like? Why? Look what he says. Kaven to Avsha Milsa, since it's very public, the noise is loud. Ika Zilusa de Shabbos. There's a degradation to Shabbos. What is the tour paskening? The tour is passing that we are concerned for the problem of Hashma'as Kol. In other words, the tour is paskening, let's go back here, like Rabbah, that the problem for a Rechaim, for a watermill, is that it makes noise. And that's the Isser. That's the psak of the Torah. So the Torah is being machmir that there is an Isser called Hashmas Kol on Shabbos. Okay. Let's look, however, at the Beis Yosef commenting on the Torah. Well, in halacha, remember, the Torah says that we pass the Hashmas Kol as Asr. Well, in halacha, came in shehariff. We're not going to go through the riff now. V'harambam, v'rabbeinu tam. You remember Rabbeinu Tam? We saw Rabbeinu Tam inside. He was the one who is makel that we don't hold from Hashma'as Kol. There is no Isser of Hashma'as Kol. Well, joining that first opinion of the Tosus, or that opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, is also the riff and the Rambam. Whoa, that's two out of three, right? The Beis Yosef's rule. What's the Beis Yosef's rule on how to paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? There are three amudei halacha. There's the riff, the Rambam, and the Rush. Two out of three win. Well, says the Torah, what do you got? Well, says the Beis Yosef, Lini Halacha, Kemet Sharif, Ve'ha Rambam, and, just for good measure, Rabbeinu Tam Atirim. And furthermore, what kind of Shaila are we talking about? Is there an Isser called Hashmas Kol? Is there an Isser to make noise? It's an Isser of Mideh Demilsa Derabbananhu. Hachi Naktina, and that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, who are Mekel, and hold that the reason for the Isser of the Rechaim has nothing to do with making noise. It has to do with Shrisas Kalim, which is only a problem according to Beis Shammai, whom we don't hold like. And therefore, the Rif says it's permitted to put kernels in a windmill, in a watermill before Shabbos. And the Rambam does. And Rabbeinu Tam does. And it's only Drabbanan anyway. The whole concern is only Drabbanan. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef Paskins, we could be Mekel. And it is permitted to put kernels in a watermill before Shabbos. And it will be permitted to do a malacha on Friday that makes noise on Shabbos. That's the Beis Yosef concludes. Ella, famous last five words, b'makom shenagu iser ein lahatir. If you know that you live in a city where they don't make noise on Shabbos, we don't do things on Friday that cause noise on Shabbos, okay, you shouldn't do that. So what can we expect to find in the Shulchan Aruch? In the Shulchan Aruch, we should expect to find everything being mutter. Because as far as Shrisas Kalim, we pass like Beis Hillel, that's mutter. When things make noise, we hold that's mutter. So everything should be mutter, right? And that's exactly what you're going to find in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at these five or six points of the Shulchan Aruch, and everything's going to be mutter. Mutter liftoch mayim legina. You're allowed to open an irrigation canal into your ditch, into your field on Friday, and it'll continue to water your plants on Shabbos. And the other cases that we saw earlier with the ointment in the eye, and to smoke the clothing so your clothing smell nice, and to soak the barley on Friday and it smokes and it soaks into Shabbos, that's also fine. You're even allowed to set the weight down on the olive press or the wine press set the weight on Friday and it will start oozing out on Shabbos. All the malacha is happening as the weight is sinking down on the olives and on the grapes to push out the oil and the wine. That's all permitted. Why? Because we don't hold from Shrisas Kalim. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. We're Mekel. And look at this last line, which is the most important for us. Umutur paskins the Shulchan Aruch. Not like that Braisa. Because that Braisa, according to many Rishonim, is going like Beis Shammai. The Braisa that says you can't put kernels into your watermill, that was like Beis Shammai. Because of Shrisas Kalim, and we don't hold from the problem of Shrisas Kalim. We reject the reason of Rabbah, who says that the concern for the watermill is making noise, and therefore look at the Shulchan Aruch's last bullet. Umutr lasseis chitim letoch rechayim shomayim samach lechashecha. And the Ramah just explains to us clearly what the Shulchan Aruch's position is. V'lo chayshina lehashmas kol. We are not concerned, paskins the Shulchan Aruch, for the noise that it makes. We're not worried sheyomru, oh, rechayim shol ploni tochanes b'shabbos. We're not worried that people will say, oh, Yankel Shmerel Friedman's watermill is working on Shabbos. We're not worried about it. We do not hold from the Isser of Hashma'as Kol. That is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and clarified by the Ramah. And therefore, you could do all the activities that we spoke about on Friday, that you set up on Friday, even if they make noise on Shabbos, it's all mutter because it does not exist in Halach L'maisa, the Isser of Hashma'as Kol B'Shabbos, as far as setting us something up on Friday to do it. Except, of course, look at the next line of the Ramah. V'yesh osrim. After all that, we had a riff and a Rambam, two out of three, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch were Mekel, and the Ramah says that's how we paskin. And then the Ramah comes and brings a V'yesh osrim. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel that we saw. The Rabbeinu Chananel, if you remember, Paskin, I'm just going to show it to you once again. Rabbeinu Chananel Paskin, like Rabbah. Rabbah who said that that we are concerned with the Rechayim for Hashma's Kol, and we Paskin this way. And this price is not Beis Shammai. This price is Beis Hillel. And the reason why even Beis Hillel prohibits putting, even though he permits Shrisas Kalim, Beis Hillel permits Shrisas Kalim, but he prohibits putting kernels in a Rechayim in a watermill because of it making noise. And that's how the Rabbeinu Chananel paskin, we didn't, but Rabbeinu Chananel did, says the Ramah, Yesh Osrim Berechayim, Ubechol Mokom Sheyesh Lachosh Lahashmas Kol. There are those who are machmir in a Rechayim, in a watermill, and in all circumstances where you do something on Friday that causes noise on Shabbos. For example, setting an alarm on Friday. For example, setting a dishwasher on Friday. For example, setting an air conditioner on Friday. For example, turning on the radio or the TV or whatever else. We don't have TVs, of course, but or whatever else that you set on Friday to continue running on Shabbos. That's all the V'yesh Osrim. How do we do? V'hachi nohag l'chatchila. Says Ramah, l'chatchila, we should be machmir. We should be machmir for that opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds from the concept of Hashma's Kol. Mekar Hadin, there is no such Isser of Hashma's Kol. We don't pass, it's a line in the Gemara that's rejected. But L'chatchila, we should be machmir for the opinion of the Rishonim who does paskin, like the Isser of Hashma's Kol. Miu b'mokam pseida, yesh lahakel. But for a hefzid, yesh lahakel. So Rabosai, I want to ask you a question. What's an example of a hefzid? If you have to do the dishes by hand, is that a hefzid? I don't know, maybe not. If you're not going to wake up for shul tomorrow, is that a hefzid? Yeah, that's a hefzid. That's a hefzid. So maybe I'm going to come out with a, according to the conclusion that I'm going to come out with a distinction. To turn on the dishwasher, that's not such a hefzid. I hope. Maybe my wife would say, argue with me. She has to. Maybe if I did the dishes, I would think it's a hefzid. Since I don't usually do the dishes, then I don't think it's a hefzid. But if I don't go to shul, I definitely think that that's a hefzid. So I think I could rely on the bottom line halacha, the ikar hadin of the Shulchan Aruch, and the ikar hadin of the Ramah, right? Only l'chatchila the Ramah says to be machmir, to avoid doing something that will cause noise. But b'makom hefzid, you're allowed to. What if it's really hot? Is that a makom hefzid? What if outside it's 77 degrees and you like your house to be 70? Is those 7 degrees a hefzid? and therefore we'd be lenient to set something up on Friday, even though the noise is going on Shabbos, the noise of the air conditioner. If it's 92 degrees outside, and you're going to say, that's a hefset. To have to live with 90 degrees on Shabbos inside, 90 degrees, that's like a hefset. But what if it's only 77 degrees? Or 75 or 78, depending on, you know, each person's, you know, it's hard to imagine that 75 degrees outside or even 76 degrees is considered a hefset. That's so important. That's such a terrible loss. You're going to have to live with 76 degree weather. Maybe according to this, you should be machmir, not set the air conditioner, if it's going to make noise on Shabbos. Okay, so that seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Rama is concluding. Hold on, we're not finished yet. One famous case that's been around for hundreds of years, and that's grandfather clocks. Now, grandfather clocks, presumably they would be set the day before, and they make noise, they ring, right? The church bells are ringing, you know, church bells have been ringing for hundreds of years, more than 1,000 years probably, who knows how long. The concept of these bells and these tower bells have been ringing. Certainly, grandfather clocks are very much antiques. Are you allowed to set up a grandfather clock on Friday? According to what we just said, if it's not a hefsid, you shouldn't set up a grandfather clock, right? Umutter, the Rama concludes, lahamid kli mishkolos, a kli made out of weights or balances. Shakorn zeiger, Mr. Platt, what's a zeiger? We know what a zeiger is. A zeiger is a watch, but it doesn't mean a watch. It means a clock, mi'er Shabbos. Afal pisha mashmiya kol hodiyah hashos b'Shabbos, even though it makes noise to tell us of the hours, ding, 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 tells us exactly how many hours it is in the day. That's a grandfather clock. You know why? Wow, look at the next five words. Ki hakol yodim shedak lahamido me'asla. Everybody knows that grandfather clocks ring today because they were set yesterday. Now, listen to what he just did. The Rama just showed us that we don't just say, oh, is it making noise or not? What's the isser of making noise? The isser is, the zilusa of Shabbos is that if you do something on Friday, people will, and it makes noise on Shabbos, people will think you're doing the malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, grandfather clocks, which are always set the day before they ring, because that's how they work. You set it yesterday so that it rings today. And you set it today so it'll ring tomorrow. So when it rings on Shabbos, that's because you set it on Friday. And everyone knows that. So therefore, there is no zilus of the Shabbos. So anything that this type of activity is that you do yesterday and now it makes noise today, that will be mutter. Only lechatchilu we should avoid a rechayim, where when you hear the grinding of the millstone, people assume you just put the grains in the millstone now. They don't realize you put it on Friday. That's where the isser is. That's where the isser that we should be machmer for lechatchila. But if it's something that everybody knows you set beforehand, then it should be mutter. So that's going to bring us, wow, so let's think about alarm clocks. When does somebody set an alarm clock? The day before, right? The night before. But wait a second. The night before or the day before? And that's an important question. Why? Because if you set it the night before, meaning right when before you go to sleep, you go to sleep at midnight, you want to set up the clock for 6:30 tomorrow morning, for 7:30 tomorrow morning. So you're going to sleep at midnight or 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. or 9 p.m., that's Shabbos already. So if the normal way to set a clock is the night before you go to sleep, then you don't have this kula. The kula of the grandfather clock is that everybody knows that you set a clock a day before in order for it to ring a day later. So it's reasonable. You set the clock on Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday late afternoon. That's why it's ringing on Shabbos. But that's not what happens when we set our alarm clocks to wake us up in the morning. We set them usually right before we say Shema at night. And therefore you're not going to have this kula of a grandfather clock for our alarm clocks. Because grandfather clocks, you set the day before, so everyone knows you didn't set it on Shabbos, when it rings on Shabbos. But an alarm clock that we set for ourselves to wake us up in the morning, we usually set them. Well, oh, maybe you'll tell me, no, not me. I go to the 7 o'clock chakras every day, and I set my clock on Sunday, and it rings every day for the next 7 days. Oh, if that's the way people do it, then when it rings on Shabbos, everyone knows that it wasn't set on Friday night or on Shabbos. If that's the way you do it, we could take a Dr. Pinter. When do you set your alarm clock? Do you have a different? I know you have different hours every day. Some nights you don't go to sleep at all because you're in the hospital. Some nights you go to sleep. Some nights, who knows what? Every day is different. But Ellie, on the other hand, you wake up at the same time every day. I see your chakras at the same minute every day. So maybe you set your alarm once a week. So that's a good question. How do we view it? It's set. It could be set. You could set on Sunday for the next 7 days. Here. Right, like every Sunday goes off at this time for the 8 o'clock minion. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday goes off for the 7 o'clock minion. Every Shabbos it goes off for the 9 o'clock minion. Yeah. Okay. I hear that. Okay, sounds good. So I think we're getting to understand the lumdus, whether or not you're allowed to set an alarm clock. Mikra hadin is definitely mutter. The Ramah says you should be machmir. The kula of the Ramah grandfather clocks that says that, oh, you probably didn't do it on Shabbos, you did it yesterday. Well, that would make it depend on how normal people, how normal people do, set their clocks, their own alarm clocks. So we're starting to understand where the different possibilities are coming into play. Yes, doctor. Right, so you're pointing out that grandfather clocks, everybody sets it the day before, so of course grandfather clocks are mutter. But for alarm clocks, not everybody sets them the day before. Many people set them the night before. And then people will say, oh, I hear an alarm coming from the Pinter's house. Dr. Pinter must have set it on Friday night at 11:30 at night, and he's Bechal Shabbos, the Zilus of the Shabbos. Yeah, that might be a problem. Even if you really do have one of these special clocks that you set 3 days before for 3 days later, that doesn't solve the problem. The problem is that you have noise on Shabbos, and people don't know. I don't care if you have Shabbos, you have this Shabbos clock that your son bought for you. Mazel tov, he bought you a nice clock. But hey, I don't know that you have that clock. You think just because you're going to tell me now that you have that clock, now when I pass your house, Mr. Bergman, on Shabbos morning, everyone's going to say, oh, everybody who is in Rabbi Orleans Thursday night shiur on October 22nd heard that I have this clock. Now when it rings and people hear my ringing, they know that I didn't set it last night. I know, and you know, and all the people on the Zoom know. But everybody else who passes your house, they have no clue, and they assume you set it 11:30 at night Friday night, and you're Mechal Shabbos, Rachman al-Islam. Right, it sings Havan Agila. So we see it's a complicated question. You hear this. Okay, so we have to get to the halacha. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. I want to finish up this section for now, for tonight. Fine, 1 second. Okay, let's just go through Moshe. Interestingly to note, not everybody holds for this Reb Moshe, but I didn't have time to go through the other Achrona, but at least I know we all, your Moshe is like a common denominator for many of us, so let's just see what Reb Moshe says. Reb Moshe was asked this Shaila about setting clocks for, now again, he didn't have iPhones. Reb Moshe was Nifter before iPhones were born. And life is different with an iPhone, in all honesty, because, you know, people used to have an alarm clock that, you know, they would, I don't know, they would set it Friday night before, but let's see. So Reb Moshe says the following. Im hu kol kazeh shelo nishma ela b'chadro shehu la'atzmo im b'zeh iser. Wow. Reb Moshe just said something fabulous and a gigantic kula. And this kula will relate to every single shayla that we ask so far. The Reb Moshe says that if the noise that's emitted by this alarm clock, or for the same price, by this laundry machine, by this dryer, by this dishwasher, by this, I don't know, radio, by this television, if it doesn't leave that room, that's not called making noise. Remember, what's the issur of making noise? The issur of making noise is not making noise. The issur is avshamilsa. that is going to become public, that somebody's being mechallel Shabbos. Oh, that's so-and-so's rechayim, that's so-and-so's millstone that's turning. But if people outside the room can't hear it, they don't know, oh, so-and-so turned on his dishwasher, so-and-so set his alarm, so-and-so turned on his radio on Shabbos. Nobody knows, because nobody could hear it outside the room. So if you keep the noise level, and on iPhones you can adjust it, on the old clocks, you can adjust also the decibel, you know, the volume of the alarm clock. If you adjust it to an alarm sound that is not audible outside of the room, it is mutter. Even Mikra Hadin, of course it's mutter, because Mikra Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam hold Mikra Hadin, there's no isra at all of being mashmiya kol. But even according to the Chumrah of the Rama, that we don't want to, lechatchila, unless it's a hefsid, we don't want to be mashmiya kol, says Ramosh, that's only if it's Avshamilsa, as the Rishonim said. It's publicizing, it's a public desecration, and people will assume, oh, so-and-so's being Mechal Yantif Shabbos. But if it's quiet in the room, nobody knows. So that the Pit is wondering, oh, I thought everything that Kol Dover She'asru Chachamim Pnei Maris Ayin, Asru Afil B'chadri Chadarim, the answer is this isn't Maris Ayin. It's a different gather. It's called Avshamilsa. Maris Ayin is different. What exactly is the Chilak, I can't tell you. But the word Marisayan has not been raised anywhere in the literature about this sugya. This just the word Marisayan is not the name of the sugya. The name of the sugya is Avsha Milsa. It's a public desecration. Okay. However, look what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, Aval Mnishma Chutz Lebeiso. Mnishma Gam Chutz Mechedro. It's heard outside of your room. Shnishma Baharbe Halonim Beveiso. If it's heard by all the other people in the other rooms. V'kol Shekein, when it could be heard outside. That's going to be aser because of this gzeira derabanan of Hashmas Kol of putting the grains in the millstone, which okay, and we saw the Rama says that lechatchila fine, we did that already. One second. Unless he says, Ilav hatam da derech ulahamid af b'chol. Unless people set it up, you know, if people know that everyone sets it up, you know, sets their alarm in the morning before, you know, Friday morning they set their alarms for Shabbos. If that's what everyone knows, then it's going to be mutter. But otherwise, we have to assume that people assume that you do set a clock at night before you go to bed. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein comes out that that it would be usher to set an alarm clock that's loud on Friday for Shabbos. If you keep it low, then it will be mutter. Now again, I didn't see inside, but I did, you know, see, but not, you know, the sheet is inside, that here we have a little bit more to be makel on, because remember, the Rama said that Mekel Hadin, it's mutter, right? We're talking about the Chumrah of the Rama. But the Chumrah of the Rama is to be makel b'shas a hefsid. So if you want to, you know, if you're going to miss davening, I think that's a hefsid. If you're going to miss the Hashkama Minyan, you're going to have to suffer through the singing of a 9 o'clock Minyan. Okay. You know, maybe that's... some people say it's a Hesed. Depends who you ask. Some people say, I like the Chazanis. It's, you know, I don't know. Especially if you get a Chazan like Mr. Plow to daven with Chazanis. That's what greater Simchas Shabbos could you have? Onik Shabbos could you have? So, Rabosai, what are we coming out with? We're going to stop here. This is the end of our discussion. We come out that Lichat Chila, again, the bottom line of the Ramah, was that even though Mekar Hadin, there is no such thing as Hashmas Kol. If you set something on Friday, there's no such Isra of making noise on Shabbos if it was set up on Friday. However, Lechatchila, we are Machmir, not to do something on Friday if it does make noise on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe clarified for us that that's only if it's a noise that extends outside of the room. But anything that's in the room is going to be Mutter. And furthermore, anything that's obvious that it was set up beforehand. Well, for example, air conditioners. Most people, when they have air conditioning, they don't switch it every, I'm getting hot, air conditioner on. I'm getting warm, air conditioner off. They set it at a certain temperature. And it usually stays there. They set it at, you know, some people like it at 68, some people like it at 72, many people like it at 70, and they leave it there. And it's programmed that way for the week. That's how I think most people's air conditioning works. And if that's the case, then it's a davar yadua that the person's not doing it actively. So even if people hear the hum, even if people, the roar, whatever you want to call it, of the air conditioner, even if it's a loud noise that the air conditioner is making, but everybody knows that that's something that was programmed not on Shabbos. So no one's going to say, oh, that's the, so-and-so is doing malach on Shabbos, he's turning on his air conditioner. People aren't going to say that. Because you know the air conditioner motor goes on and off, on and off. And therefore it should be mutter to set air conditioners before Shabbos. It should be more mutter for air conditioners than for setting alarms before Shabbos. Because alarms, people do set them the night before they go to sleep, when it is already Friday night, Shabbos Kodesh. That should be more problematic. But even that would be mutter if you keep it low. So my suggestion to everybody is that if you do have an alarm that rings on Shabbos, like on your iPhone, you're setting it for one day, set it at a decibel level, at a level of volume that it cannot be heard outside of your room. That's not so easy, because it's quiet, you know, when you wake up on Shabbos morning. So it has to be really quiet enough that only you will hear it. So thank you for joining, Rabbi Osei. We should be zocha to not have a noise that wake us up on Shabbos when we don't want to be woken up. We should be zocha to wake up on time on Shabbos in a mutter way, and we should always be zocha to come on time for shul, Shabbos weekday, whenever it is.